I saw the light.
You don't need to
turn around, okay? Thank you.
Oh, you're doing good. You got that on good.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome, honey.
You look so happy up here.
I am happy.
Your tambourine.
My foot guiding little Rose, so she always gets the Rose. That pretty. Boy, yeah. I joined the free hug.
So much for doing it inconspicuously. I started that just when I started talking here at Wednesdays years ago, 10 or more, and then I just kind of do it, and I know that if I don't do it, that I won't be able to talk, so that's what I do. Does this turn on? But there be love.
You have to twist this thing for a few whacks before it comes on. There you go.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's fun to be here, as always, on Wednesday night. And like Jeff McComas always says, it's a great place, you know, in the middle of the week to charge your spiritual batteries. But what I like to say is, are you running low on your faith? Step into the forum for a fill-up. I like that. So how is everybody tonight? The energy is really good. Awesome. And Millie said earlier, can you just feel the love in here? It feels really neat. God is really here. And it reminds me of a story. There was a 5-year-old girl who was afraid of the dark. One night after her parents put her to bed, within minutes she appeared at the gym. She said to her parents, I'm afraid of the dark. Her father then began to calm her down and said, well, God is everywhere and he's in your bedroom and he'll take care of you. This seemed to satisfy her, so she headed back to her bedroom and without her knowing, her father followed her. As she got to the doorway of the bedroom, she peered into the darkness and her father heard her whisper, God, if you're there, don't say anything because you'll scare me to death. But anyway, some of the things I'll be using today are by this, it's called The Little Angel Book by Karen Goldman, and I really love the little things that are in here. And back to the question of how are you? It's really a huge question. Millie has said that when we ask that question, we're really asking, how are you spiritually and mentally? Not, how are you feeling physically? And I think it's important for us to really pay attention as much as we can to what we're really feeling, how we're feeling, and what we're thinking. And if we pay attention and recognize it, especially if we're feeling some kind of negativity, we can try then to manage it, both within ourselves and when we experience negativity from other people. The Little Angel Book says, no matter how tired you are of it all, sometimes there is an angel inside you who's still wide awake and raring to go. So I thought about the tools we have at our disposal that can help us handle, like sometimes when we feel a little down or we're getting a little stressed. And of course, for me, it's always my faith. That's what really keeps me going. And it's the idea, again, of monitoring your thoughts. You know, we believe that thoughts are energy and they're powerful energy. And I think we just need to try a little bit harder to not only to pay attention to our thoughts, but to try and see what's going on, why are we having these kind of thoughts that are causing us maybe spiritual or mental discomfort. And then think about it, bring it to your conscious mind, face it, accept it, and move on. We can't move on or get past it until we acknowledge it and recognize it. And one thing I think that helps us get past negativity is laughter. So now I get to the crux of my talk, laughter. If we can lighten up just a little, we'll be able to more deeply experience the little miracles and joys that come our way. We'll be able to laugh heartily and more sincerely. The angel book says, to angels, laughter is the next best thing to flying. And I always try to put a bit of laughter into my talks, and usually I use children. I just love using children. The angel book says, the light in children's eyes is the reflection of heaven peeking through. I like that. Children are so innocent and honest in what they say. For example, a teacher asked her students to write some notes to God. And one little boy wrote, dear God, is it true my father won't get into heaven if he uses his bowling words in the house? I think I remember that from when I was a kid. We all know that laughter can be very healing. Bob Hope once said he personally had seen what laughter can do. He says, it can transform almost unbearable tears into something bearable, even hopeful. There are times when it's important for us to make a conscious effort to step back and see humor, even in times of great challenge. We need to get out of the way and give God room to work. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And Reader's Digest says, laughter is the best medicine. And more we see laughter being incorporated into the various medicinal arts and holistic, traditional, and now they even have yoga exercises where they're incorporating laughter exercises with yoga. Pretty cool. So when I went to prepare for the talk, I went on the web, and I found over 2 million websites on laughter. That really made me feel good. And 300,000 of those were specifically related to spiritual humor and how laughter is good for our spiritual growth. So once again, I've plagiarized a little bit in order to put this talk together. But let me just give a caveat. You know, we all know that... Hey! Sorry about that. We all know that sometimes laughter can be inappropriate. You know, we don't laugh at people. I'm not going to talk about that kind of laughter, and I'll leave it up to your common sense to know that isn't what I'm referring to. This is focusing on appropriate, healthy laughter. So as I mentioned earlier, in order to recognize that you need more laughter and change your thoughts, you need to pay attention and be aware when you're feeling agitated or stressed. So to help you figure out whether you're feeling stressed or agitated, I've got 4 little things that can help you. Just a little test. You know you are stressing when you can't find your car keys because they're in the ignition. You know you're stressing when you can't remember names of family members, but they certainly look familiar. You know you're stressing when you want your 3-minute egg in 2 minutes. And you know you're stressing when you stop to smell the roses, and then for one panicky moment, you're not sure why you're standing there in front of a rose bush. So, did everybody pass the test? Does everybody know how stressed we are? So we can all use a little more laughter in our life. It's a natural physical process that it actually does release physical and emotional pain. It's part of the body's biological drugstore. And for those of you science-minded types, you know there's an actual physiological chemistry that happens to our bodies and within our brains when we laugh. Now, I'll spare you the detailed explanation, mostly because I don't understand it myself, but suffice it to say, it's, in my mind, it's another wonderful example of God's divine design in the creation of our human bodies. Human beings are born with the gift of laughter, and you don't even need a sense of humor to use your gift of laughter. You can appreciate from others. Humor is actually only one trigger for laughter. Although it's a very common one, very good one, it's not the only one. Sometimes we have some embarrassing moments that maybe we could get by with a little laughter. Sometimes we're in a little bit of a boring situation. Maybe we could turn it around, look at it a little humorous way. There are lots of different ways we can bring laughter into our life. Did you know that it's actually impossible, physically impossible, to be feeling afraid and laugh at the same time? Can't do it. When you're laughing, it just releases that fear. Laughter reduces aggression and conflict. Alan Alda once said, when people are laughing, they're generally not getting ready to kill each other. And it's true. When you're laughing, you know, and you have two people like this, and they're at each other's throats, and they start to laugh, kind of dissipates that anger. There's no longer a pointed sword anymore. Only acceptance of differences. Laughter is indeed a universal communicator and a tranquilizer. If we could somehow allow laughter to swell into a huge cloud across our planet, it would be like a blanket of joy that would just squash out anger and violence. Of course, little Joey had his own suggestion to God as to how to stop violence. He wrote, "Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel wouldn't have killed each other if they had their own rooms. That's what my mom did for my brother and me." So it's good to write suggestions to God, you know? So how does laughter really help us? It lifts us up. It makes life more fun. And when we laugh, it helps us to experience that, for me, tends to be a little bit elusive, that state known as relaxation. We stress less and enjoy other people more. We become fully present in the moment. We're enjoying the moment. Laughing also lets us be more creative. It helps us to bond with other people. And you know what? Best of all, it's contagious. Laughter begets laughter. Everybody can laugh. It's true. Thank you. Got a little validation over here. So wouldn't it be great if we all laughed more often? Some people think we laugh because we're happy. Actually, the opposite is true. We're happier because we laugh. Every time we laugh, we heal. That's why we feel better after we laugh. Think about it. Now, some people think it's wrong to laugh at things that maybe hurt us. Just the opposite is true. The power of laughter can heal us and help us cope with the pain. If we don't laugh or we abandon our laughter, the pain keeps us victimized. But if we tap into laughter as God meant us to do, we restore our personal power and we're no longer victims. Laughter helps us see things more clearly. Some other people think that laughing is an inappropriate attempt to minimize the importance of problems or tragedies. Also not true. Millie and I share several stories of being in the midst of some unhappy times or very heavy times, when God just brings you little dabs of joy, little bits of laughter to lift your heart in that time when you're maybe feeling a little down. Laughter is always born of important feelings. It's nature's way of aiding our survival by giving us a new perspective so we can find ways to cope. You can prove this to yourself simply by taking the time to observe your own and other people's laughter. Prove it to yourself. You can literally watch this happen. We all need to laugh more. Laughter ringing, laughter pealing, laughter roaring, laughter bubbling, chuckling, giggling, snickering, and even snorting. These are the sounds of soul-saving laughter that spring from our emotional core and really help us feel better. And again, at the risk of sounding redundant, of most importance is the wonderful healing power that is unleashed each and every time we laugh. The author Kurt Vonnegut said, laughter and tears are two different responses to frustration and exhaustion. Laughter, tears. He said he preferred to laugh since there's less cleanup to do after. Now, we need more laughter in our relationships as well. So, I want to give you some tips, things that you can put into place that might help you bring more laughter into your relationships and your everyday life. Some might feel a little better to you than others. One, practice laughing for at least a minute a day. We all know that when we practice something, it becomes a habit, and then it becomes more and more spontaneous. So the more you laugh, the more you're going to laugh, and the more often you're going to laugh. Two, look for humor around you. Signs, on TV, in the newspaper. You know, look for things, silly things that happen to you and laugh about it. Turn a situation around instead of looking at the negative. Three, share your embarrassing moments with other people. There's a lot to be said for the ability to not take yourself too seriously. Learn to have fun with things that are serious. You know, create maybe a comic visualization or something in your mind that'll help you put a joyful spin on it or help you cope. Laugh with other people when they laugh. Wear a smile. It puts you closer to laughing. Seek out entertainment that makes you laugh. And I'm a strong proponent of this. I don't pay money to go give money to a movie that has violence. I can't remember when I saw an R movie last, probably when I was 15, when I couldn't get in. But, you know, watch what you put into your mental consciousness. Why not put things that make you happy? Amuse yourself with your own sense of humor. Haven't you ever found something you're doing in the house and you're like, why did I do that? Or you walk from room to room and forget what you're, you know. I've learned to use humor in a lot of ways in my life. Be creative with fun and make sure you have some fun in your life. And give yourself permission to laugh. Now, for those of you that have to work in an office or with other people every day, I want to give you some tips too. Look for the funny things that happen. Like those typos on a letter, you know, where one letter is off in a word and it changes the whole word. Sometimes it turns into a not so nice word, so be careful with that one. But the funny actions of coworkers or your funny actions at work. Have you ever gone to talk to your boss and you start to say something and something completely different comes out and you don't, well, if it hasn't happened to you yet, it will when you get older.